Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 112 of From Long Distance to Marriage. Sorry it's been a minute. We've been working on some other projects which we'll tell you about in due course. But today we are straight back in it with an episode that we realize we haven't actually really talked about this matter specifically, but it was prompted by a listener email. I don't think it's just specific only to this one person. I think it's something that's, well, it definitely is something that's super common. So do you want to kind of start with some detail?
Yeah, okay. So I'll give a very top level overview of this email, but so a listener reached out to us. He's in a long distance relationship. They're in different countries. They have met. It went great. They've met, I think, more than once. Certainly, I don't know if it's one visit, but they've met repeatedly over that time of that visit. The question is, they've had really serious conversations about children and their future. It seems to be a very serious, committed relationship. There's no, I mention that because there's no indication that this is brand new and there's no expectations of anything. It seems a bit further along than that. Both more than willing to make this work, and there's a lot of love for each other so far, is also been said. However, the reason for the email was the partner, she continues to talk to her ex, claims he's just one of her best friends. The person who reached out to us said there's no jealousy, that he doesn't feel threatened, but because she talks to him almost every day just to check up on him, and vice versa, the ex is checking in on her almost every day, it's got him wondering if she still has lingering feelings and how he can cope with that situation. Now, there's a couple of things to note here. One, he said he doesn't feel threatened, he doesn't feel jealous. The ex is also in a relationship, so I don't think there's any issue here of we'll elaborate on this in a minute. But that doesn't mean he's single and pining after her. And the other thing he's mentioned here is he has 100% trust, but it's a topic that might be delicate, so he doesn't know how to actually talk about it. And he's just not sure what to make of the constant communication that she's having with her ex. And that's kind of said that to sum all that up, reading between the lines of this, I feel like he wants to feel better about it than he does. Just to address this email really quickly, I'm leaning towards having the opinion that if this is an issue big enough to reach out and get opinion from us, that would indicate that he's not too happy about it, which I think is fine. There's a lot of nuance to unpack in this, and we'll do that in a minute. But so we wanted to do an episode on this because, as Andrea said, this isn't an isolated incident. Mm-mm. There'll be varying degrees of it, and it's not always going to involve an ex. It may just be someone that you're not happy your partner talks to so frequently. You may or may not even be of the opposite sex, or depending on sexual orientation. But you know what I mean. It may not necessarily be
a romantic potential thing.
Yeah, it may just be I don't like you talking to that person for whatever reason. So we'll get into all of that over this episode, but to begin with this email, you know, we have different opinions on this.
On exes. To an extent.
Yeah, so Andrew's always said, you broke up for a reason, why do you need to stay in touch? I tend to take more of a view that, you know, you both meant a lot to each other for however long you were together. You know, you were a big part of each other's lives. I've always thought it's kind of sad that they're no longer in your life.
So let me clarify though. Yeah. I've never meant that you have to like cut people out of your life completely or that you shouldn't be civil to one another.
Right.
But I think that especially soon after a breakup, it's good to take some serious space. And like, I think maybe immediately after a breakup, once in a while, just like, doing okay, you know, like, that's okay. I mean, obviously this is only my opinion. I'm not saying it's not okay if you do it differently, but my perspective is that's okay. But I think you're right. You know, you shared a lot of your time with this person. They were in your life. They were a huge portion of your life in most cases, but that's no longer going to be the case. And so you need to start rebuilding without that person. And I think that while there's no problem with being totally friendly and civil, they shouldn't be a part of your normal life anymore. And you, part of that is to make room for new people. And part of that is so that you're not confused about feelings. If you know, if you're struggling to get over someone, just because a breakup ends doesn't mean, or just because a relationship ends and there's a breakup, it doesn't mean the feelings end.
Yeah.
And continually having exposure or whatever to that person can be confusing. It can be hard to put things to bed and to rest and just get past stuff. So I certainly think in the very beginning, it's good to have very little to no contact. As you move on and you get past that really raw and kind of, you know, vulnerable stage, maybe you're with someone new or maybe you're just completely over it, then I think it's okay to, you know, when they're in town, maybe meet up for coffee or get together with an old group of friends. But I don't think it needs to be a big part of your life.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with any of that at all. That's the nuance that I was talking about. It's, yeah, I think it can be sad if they, you know, are no longer in your life at all. But there's all sorts to unpack in there. Obviously, if you've got kids, you're forever entwined.
Yeah.
If this was an incredibly abusive relationship and you had to get out...
Stay out.
Yeah. Like, obviously, you don't want to go back down that path. More run-of-the-mill relationships where you haven't... There aren't kids, probably didn't get married. You know, it's just a breakup, hopefully amicable. I see no reason why you can't be civil. I see no reason why, you know, if you bump into each other or... Yeah, I see no problem too if you want to stay on friendly terms. Staying on friendly terms might mean, I don't know, maybe, you know, there's a TV show they like and it's like, oh, did you see that episode last night?
It doesn't... Or just message them on their birthday and saying happy birthday.
Exactly. Like it doesn't mean...
You have to be friends.
The thing that stood out in the email from the listener was... Checking in almost every day. I don't do that with my best... Okay, I'm not the best example of this because I'm quite happy in my own company, but I don't talk to anyone almost every day except you. But that stands out to me as I don't want to be so definitive as to say, you know, a troubling behaviour because I don't know this person. That she may be messaging 10 people every day and it's just who she is and it'd be really unfair of me to say that's terrible, but it stands out as a potential red flag
complication. But also, just because someone is in touch with their ex doesn't mean that anything untoward is going on.
Mm-mm.
I think the real issue is the new partner's feelings and the respect that's there, and that is where I feel like the person that wrote in, he doesn't want to be jealous, he doesn't want to make a big deal out of nothing, which I totally get and commend him thinking about it in a mature way, like a believer, a truster, but I'm also not comfortable. And that's okay, just because...
You don't have to be comfortable.
Yeah, that just because you're not comfortable doesn't mean you don't trust them. And, you know, they always say, I trust you, I don't trust other people. There's varying degrees of fairness to that. But it's just a matter of respect, of moving past the person you were with before and concentrating your efforts on this new person. And that doesn't mean you can't be friends.
But not even the new person. Like, what you just said, there's true about if you're putting this energy and you're inherently looking backwards. They may not be reminiscing over the relationship, but by talking to your ex almost every day, you're maintaining some degree of headspace there. So it's not just this new person, but the new relationship. How much are you really able to give to that growth and building that if part of you is looking back? So... We talk about trust. People invariably mean, I trust you wouldn't cheat on me. But I think it's bigger than that. Like, yeah, you can trust her. That doesn't mean the actions aren't having any impact.
Yeah. It also is something to think about that as humans, we compare people to other people. And many people are guilty. And it's not necessarily an awful or unforgivable thing. But we compare our old partner to our new partner and vice versa. And I think that's a bad thing to do because every new person you're with deserves a fresh chance and shouldn't be held up to anyone else you were ever with. That's nothing to do with them. So I think that having, like you said, so much headspace available to your old partner, maybe you can't let go of some things or, yeah. You know, or even, you know, even if you are happy with a new person and you know your old partner's with someone else, like, it's okay to feel like a bit weird about it. So if you're in contact with that person and they have a new partner, you might have some weird feelings about it, which is okay, but then that might make you feel bad about your new partner. Like, oh, do I really care about them as much as I thought I did, where I'm kind of sad that my ex is with someone new? It's just very complicated.
It adds another complication too, that clearly is on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Which means we're talking about, if she's divided in her headspace and she's partly looking back and she's building this new relationship. Well, in addition to that, it's affecting what this listener is able to invest in the relationship, because part of him's thinking, is this okay? He's also got, maybe not guilt, but he's got some undecided emotions about how, the confliction about how he should feel. And so maybe let's move into that a bit, because it's okay to have boundaries. I'm certainly not of the opinion that if, and we've spoken about this before in our toxic behaviours relationship, but if your partner doesn't want you talking to someone or anyone of the opposite sex or whatever it may be, I don't agree with that just by default. You know, if you said to me, I don't want you talking to women, I would say that's unreasonable, right? So I just saying that, because I don't want to give the impression that if your partner says don't talk to this person, like, don't, many relationships have ended up with someone being isolated, cut off from their friends. It's a toxic behaviour, potentially. But at the same time, you're allowed to have boundaries over what makes you comfortable if it's not toxic, if you're being reasonable. It's probably not reasonable to say, you can never talk to your ex again, I don't like it.
Right.
But it is reasonable to say, you know, you talking to me every single day, while I trust that you wouldn't cheat on me, I feel like it's a complication. I don't really feel comfortable with it. It doesn't seem like a particularly normal behaviour, in the sense of it's a typical behaviour and it's my fault that I'm not used to it.
I wouldn't throw those words
around. No,
normal behaviour.
No, I'm just trying to clarify what I mean, that it's not your fault for having a problem with that. Do you know what I mean?
What, the person who feels that way?
Yeah, if you were talking to your ex every day and I felt a bit weird about it, I'd be allowed to feel weird about it, because it's not a typical thing to deal with in a relationship. That's what I mean. Not that you're abnormal for it. So it's okay to have boundaries, because that's a reasonable boundary. And it's affecting the relationship and it's affecting you moving forward. So it doesn't have to come back to jealousy, you know, and if the accusation came to you, well, you're just jealous, like, you haven't got anything to worry about, it's not about worrying or jealousy or trust, it's just, well, it's stopping us.
Well, and it's respect. Like, I also think that, you know, we had Tony and Lisa on talking about, like, emotional affairs and stuff, and, you know, they said throughout their relationship, they basically just don't spend time apart with partners of the opposite, or people of the opposite sex alone, like, for the most part. And, you know, while I don't necessarily think that that's a one-size-fits-all approach, I mean, but we pretty much adhere to that as well. Like, there's the odd friend that we have known for years, or we just know that there's no risk of any confusion and stuff like that.
You say that. That is true, but neither one of us goes out with, like, neither one of us say, I'm going for coffee with this person who is of the opposite sex. We talk to them, and we see them in a more social circle, but I can't remember saying to you, I'm going to be hanging out with this woman, and I can't remember you telling me you're going to be hanging out with this guy alone.
There have been, like, the very rare occasion, like, there's my friend from work who I have, like, said, oh, he's feeling a bit down, we're going to go out and grab a coffee. And then you have a friend from uni that I was in the town for, like, a night out, and you spent the evening. But it's very...
It's rare.
It's rare very, enough that I don't remember. It's probably those two times. But also, you know, we chat with, you know, work colleagues outside of work, you know, in terms of messages, not really phone calls and stuff, but we might see friends outside of work sometimes. You know, it's very relaxed, but also very rare. So, but I think rare is the key word here. If
what? No, go on.
If you were talking to an ex every day, I mean, obviously it's kind of hard now because anyone you were with is now over 10 years ago, so it's a bit strange to say that, but I would have a problem with it. And I did have a problem with one of your exes. You never did anything wrong, but you were in far less contact than this this case, this person every day. But it made me uncomfortable because we were trying to start something new. Of course, our situation was very difficult. So
yeah.
All I'm saying is even the amount that you were doing, which was not very much, I had issue with. So I fully understand this, where this person's coming from. And I would have problems with someone talking to their ex every day. And again, not because they're doing something untoward or that I can't trust them, but like personally, it would make me question how ready they were for a big relationship. It would make me question how serious they might be or if there's any lingering feelings, which isn't a horrible thing. Like it's usual to have lingering confused feelings about an ex for maybe a while. But I just think that you need to give that some breathing space so that you can really focus on someone new.
It's a good point. He hasn't said, I don't think he said, how recent of an ex this is.
No.
Yeah, if it's someone, they broke up 5 years ago and they've just kind of been talking, that's possibly slightly different if they broke up 3 weeks before we got together. But, you know, relationships as I see them are... it's all about it's all about compatibility in different areas. And going back to the point that it's okay to have boundaries, you are well within your right to say, this is what I'm... It's not an ultimatum. It's not you have to do this or else. It's just, look, this is where my comfort level is. And you've already had this period of time where she's been talking to the ex frequently. So you've given it a go, right? You've experienced it. And you can say, look, I've tried this and do you know what? I'm just not really comfortable with it and I'm noticing it has this effect, like it's stopping us moving forward or
I'm just thinking about it enough to contact. Yeah. Like not you have to say that, but the fact that he's thinking about it enough to reach out to people,
right? So
and get an opinion.
So you can have that boundary. The compatibility, she can either say, yeah, you know, that's fair, I'm really sorry, I hadn't thought about it that way. Or she might say, well no, like he's a friend of mine. But if it's incompatible and neither of you want to budge, then that's okay. Like, we probably couldn't be in more relationships than we could be in. Do you mean not? There are more people who I couldn't be in a successful relationship with,
right,
than people who I could be in. You don't have to make every relationship work. It's not a failing of yours. It's not a measure of your inability to be a good partner to say, this relationship, maybe we're not as compatible as we'd hoped. Doesn't mean you're unreasonable. Doesn't mean your boundary needs to move. It doesn't mean you need to be uncomfortable. Because there will be plenty of women out there who would say, oh, I wouldn't talk to my ex like that. I don't think it's appropriate. Yeah. That's not to say she's wrong at all. It's just you're not wrong for having boundaries. And if you can't match them up, then you can't match them up.
Yeah. And I wanted to talk a bit more about her. So, yeah, she's not wrong. She's not, you know, as long as she's not doing anything, you know, unfaithful or anything against what they've agreed, then no, she's not doing anything wrong. But it would surprise me if it never stopped and occurred to her that maybe it's not fair to the new guy. Like, she has, like, anyone with any awareness would probably stop to think, like, oh, like, yeah, I talk to my ex a lot. How will that make this new person feel? And the fact that he even said, I don't know if you read this bit out, but in the email, he said that she normally tells him the context of the conversations with her ex. So she's obviously, like, that to me shows, like, just so you know, this is no big deal. I'm not doing anything wrong. Like,
well, maybe, but it could. She may also be telling, like, you tell me the conversations you've had with your friend. So she may say, oh, I spoke to X, Y, Z today. We spoke about this. Maybe. I also spoke to Tony and we spoke about this. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. But I just think there has to be some level of, he might not like this. And, you know, I wonder how she would feel if he was talking to his ex every day. Maybe completely different. Maybe she'd be fine with it. But I really do think that if you're entering a new relationship, you should really examine how you're interacting or if you're interacting, how often you're interacting with your ex. And as you start to enter a new relationship, that should change probably to less, you know, contact. And I think that, like, I know the world's not ideal. I know that these things happen. But realistically, I don't think that you should ever be making your partner, your new partner, feel like they need to ask you to talk to your ex less. Like, you know, again, maybe that's a bit idealistic of me to think like, oh, I'm going into a new relationship. I want to focus on this person, so I'm going to phase this person out.
Mm.
Ideally, that is what should happen. Doesn't mean she shouldn't be able to talk to him, but like, yeah, I don't think that this listener is unfair at all and just saying, would you mind talking to him a bit less? Like, I trust you. I'm really excited about what we have. And I'm focusing a lot of my energy on that. And I just hope that you will too. And I just, it would just make me more comfortable if you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Not, again, no ultimatum, no judgment, no sort of, this isn't normal behavior, what are you doing? Just putting it out there. And, you know, you risk them coming up with, oh, well, you say you trust me. Well, this doesn't mean you do. But, you know, it's just like, I really do believe they're your ex for a reason. Like, they don't have to be the center of your life anymore. And talking to someone every day may not make them the center of your life, but it's a big part of it.
It's a behavior that happens romantically. You know, talking to someone every day is often characterized, you know, that's a behavior when you are interested in someone or you're with someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I have friends I talk to, message with every day or whatever.
It's not a rule.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a consideration I'd have in my mind, you know. If you're really into someone, you don't wait and talk to them every few weeks. You want to talk to them as much as you can.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know, like, as always, there is a lot of context to this and there's a degree of speculation on our part, but
it's just not necessary.
For me, the main thing is you're allowed to have boundaries, you're allowed to be uncomfortable and state you're uncomfortable. You don't have to feel unreasonable for being uncomfortable. You don't have to feel wrong for feeling uncomfortable. It comes back to, is there an incompatibility here, or is it just, if it's not been broached with her and she's not had the opportunity to say, oh, I had no idea, you know, then
start, that's the best place to start.
So the delicacy of the conversation, maybe it's delicate. I don't know. I would...
it is, because
it's a delicate conversation, but I'm probably of the opinion that you're not doing anything wrong. I wouldn't go wading in there and say, you know, you need to stop doing this.
Well, no, so much what we both said.
Yeah, like, you approach it the right way, and we've gone into this lots of time on our communication episodes. You know, you go into it at the right time with the right tone, and it's just, you know, I don't think how I'd say it, but words to the effect of, I've been thinking about this, and I completely trust you. I've got no issues around jealousy or insecurities, but I can't help but feel, you know, it's on my mind a lot. I can't help but feel uncomfortable by it, and take the conversation from there. And you can see by her reaction to how that conversation's going to go.
Yeah, but framing it like, you know, like you're saying, you know, very, I trust you. I don't think you're necessarily doing anything wrong, but I hope that this is how we can go forward and that, you know, this can change.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to him.
And
just a bit less.
It can be hard to relate to other people when we know we're doing nothing wrong. So it can be hard to see it from someone else's point of view until we picture it. You know, so if the conversation was, you know, well, how would you feel if I was talking to such and such every day? And she might think, I wouldn't like that at all. Or she may say, well, it wouldn't bother me at all. But, you know, that may help her have some empathy for how you're feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is the key thing, is we need to be empathetic to our partners, and putting them in any situation where they feel they need to speak up about their boundaries isn't ideal. So I think, you know, to anyone on the other side, anyone who's been spoken to about this, how much they talk to their ex, you know, your life isn't about your ex anymore. And you need to prioritize this new person. And as long as this new person is being reasonable, that should be your focus and what you're putting first, not talking to your ex, because not talking to your ex, but not talking to them maybe as frequently. But yeah, I mean, we could go on and on about this, but I think that's sort of the thing, you know, it's what you're comfortable with. If you have no problem and full trust, maybe you all knew each other, that's fine too. But it really comes down to your comfort levels and your boundaries.
We need to just stress that there's no judgment on this. I mean, there are relationships where it becomes a three-person relationship in this, and that's fine. Yeah, so just want us to make sure we're absolutely clear that it's not that she's done anything wrong. It's that you're not wrong for feeling... Anyone, any situation like this, you're not wrong for how you feel. And equally, you then have the right to express that. That doesn't mean she has to change. That's up to you two to then have that next step together. But never feel apologetic for you know, how you feel.
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to speak up and show up for yourself. And in most cases, your partner will probably want to show up for you too.
Yeah.
So, I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
Until next week.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging in while we've been elsewhere. Bye.